bless you this morning. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace over our lives. We honor you. We bless your name. Thank you, righteous Father, for you are the Lord. That is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. Lord, we bless you. We bow before you. We exalt your name. You are worthy to be praised, O God. We return all glory unto you. Father, you are worthy. We bow before you. We lift up our voice and we say thank you. Lord, we honor you. Blessed be your name, O Lord, for you are great and great is your name. Father, we worship you. We bow before you. And Lord, this morning we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 11th of December, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Honor him for his grace over your life. I want you to thank the Lord for his God is good and his mercy endures forever. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning this day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, declare by the word of the Lord that the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare, I take delivery of God's provision for me today. In the name of Jesus, I stand this day on the word of the Lord and I cancel any evil agenda over my day. In the name of Jesus, I speak the word of favor into my day. I prophesy favor. I prophesy blessing into my day. In the name of Jesus, I command by the word of the Lord, every satanic agenda over me is frustrated and is overturned. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the host of heaven promotes the agenda of grace, agenda of blessing over my day. In the name of Jesus, satanic conspiracy over my life is frustrated and scattered. Every enterprise of the wicked over me is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Any weapon that is put together to stand against me, you will not prosper in the name of Jesus. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn them. Evil word spoken into my day is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I declare that my day is blessed. In the name of Jesus, every minute of this day, you produce the evidence of God's mercy, the evidence of God's favor over my life. In the name of Jesus, I receive help from above. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my day aligns with the provision of God for me today. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, I am not confused. I am led by the Spirit of the Lord. I bind every spirit of error in my day. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into the trap of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord order my steps. I will not walk into error. I will not walk into tragedy. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the gate of blessing of this day is opened unto me. In the name of Jesus, supernatural gate of favor is opened unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the glory of the Lord overshadow me this day. The presence of the Lord go with me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord will make a glorious name for himself in my life. In the name of Jesus, the Lord deal with every darkness in my life that I cannot divine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord remove from my path everything that threatens my existence. In the name of Jesus, today I am positioned for blessing. In the name of Jesus, today I shine forth, I show forth, and I bring forth the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord destroy every yoke of hard labor. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that I am positioned for greatness. I increase in the greatness of God and in the goodness of God upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that this day, this week, this month, the Lord is in the midst of me and I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, every attack that is projected in my direction, they will not survive. I live my life in victory. I live my day in victory to victory. in the name of Jesus. I leap over the wall of limitation. I inherit great blessings in the name of Jesus. Sickness, infirmity, diseases will not hold me down in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I destroy every language of infirmity around my life in the name of Jesus. The Lord is with me. The Lord bless me, and the Lord be gracious unto me in the name of Jesus. I declare this day that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Quickly, I want us to remember Nigeria in our prayer. I want you to pray for this nation, or whatever nation you are hearing me from, whatever nation that you are residing presently. Pray for that nation and remember your own Jerusalem, and pray as well. I want you to pray that the mercy of the Lord will be upon this nation, that the mercy of the Lord be upon Nigeria in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray and tell the Lord that the Lord will arise and he will plead the cause of the righteous, that the Lord will arise in his mercy and stop the cry of vengeance upon this nation in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, we declare by your mercy, violence shall no more be heard in our land, neither waste nor destruction. Our land will be called salvation, and our borders we declare for you, O Lord. Oh, we declare Nigeria for the Lord, the government and people, the land and all its wealth. Oh, you belong to the Lord. You belong to the Lord. Father, we ask for your mercy. Oh, let your mercy speak over Nigeria. Let your mercy speak over Nigeria, O Lord. Father, let your mercy speak over Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we pray you will look upon us and you will have respect for the covenant of your blood upon this nation, the covenant of the blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord, have respect unto your covenant, O God, for the dark places of this nation are full of the habitations of cruelty, are full of the habitations of the wicked. Father, you would disappoint their enterprise in the name of Jesus. Lord, you would disappoint the enterprise of the wicked over this nation, that their devices will not manifest, will not materialize over Nigeria in the name of Jesus. O Lord, let your mercy speak over this nation in the name of Jesus. Father, let your mercy speak over this nation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. This morning, by the grace of God, we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. I told you that if the Lord will permit us, we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. We read from the book of Mark chapter 4 verse 39. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. Immediately the Lord spoke. The scripture says the wind ceased and there was a great calm. When God speaks, no one speaks. No voice, no movement, no idea, no suggestion. There is nothing that I think. God's word divide the natural and the supernatural. All things are subject to the word of the Lord. Evil chapter 4 verse 12. For the word of the Lord is living. That means the word of the Lord is alive and never dead. The word of the Lord is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit, and of joint and of marrow, and is a designer of the thoughts and intent of the act. What I'm trying to tell you is this: when God speaks, it is final. No voice, no word, no suggestion, nothing like I think. No, it is God's word. When he speaks, when his word is released, it is the final solution on that particular thing you are seeking him for. Beloved, this morning, I want to focus on your response for the word of the Lord. Your response to his word that has been spoken to you, directly to you, through the scripture, through the brethren, through the servants of the Lord. What is your response to the word of the Lord? Beloved, as from this point, let your response to God's word to you and for you, let your response to his words concerning you be prompt and received with a measurable response of faith and hope. Do not throw away the substance of the word and be expecting that the word will still work. Every word of God that is released in upon your life, that is spoken to you, receive the word with immeasurable response of faith and hope. There is this natural thing about we human beings, especially for those of us that are Christians. When you hear the word God bless you, many a time we don't even respond because we think it's just an ordinary word that is coming out from just anybody to you. When you hear the word God bless you, the response cannot even trigger faith to bring the word to fulfillment. We just casually respond most of the time. And some of us, hypocritically, by the measure of the man that speaks the word, we seem to accept the word with a deceitful response. But that is just the end. We don't carry the word through. But do you know there is something about us? If along the way you meet somebody and somebody lays a curse on you, speaks a word that is different from blessing, speaks it upon you, our response to such word is always prompt to cancel and to reject it, to start praying and blowing in tongue. Beloved, try and understand me. I am not saying that when somebody speaks evil word or releases a curse concerning you, that you should not cancel or you should not reject. But why don't you, with the same response, with the same attention, respond to the other word that is spoken to you, with response to the word of blessing that is spoken to you? We tend to believe that the curse or evil word that is spoken will definitely stand if you don't respond to that word. We start canceling and jumping up and down. That means our automatic belief is that if I don't cancel that word, it will stand. Meanwhile, the word of blessing that is spoken to you, we do not receive it with the same immeasurable response in allowing the word to be confirmed upon our life, to allow the word to become an heritage unto us when we hear the word, God bless you. Sometimes many of us, we have so much accustomed ourselves with the word of the Lord, even when we are under the ministration of the men of God and they are placing blessing upon us, some will not even pay attention. They might even be doing something else. But let somebody meet them on the way and place on them the other side of the word, you will see the rate at which they will stand against it. It means, beloved, that your belief is that that negative word, if I don't stand against it, it will stand. Meanwhile, God blessing that you are supposed to accept, God's word that you are supposed to accept with immeasurable response of faith and hope, you left it unattended to. Let your response to the word of God come with an immeasurable response of faith and hope, believing that this word is established in my life. Let me tell you something about the word of the Lord. When God speaks, his word thunders. When he speaks, his word divides everything. His word turns natural to supernatural. His word is immeasurable. When God speaks, God moves and acts by his word, especially when you are calling upon him to release his word. When it seems you've crossed all the lines of possibilities, you have crossed the line. When you cannot see a way out, you have stepped on the line of possibility and you are at a junction where nothing seems like it's going to be possible for you. Matthew chapter 19 verse 26. But Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men this is impossible, with God all things are possible. So when as a man you have crossed the line of possibility, rely on God's word. Rely on his word. When he speaks, his word alone will bring you out of that impossible situation. Beloved, as from today, let your response to the word of God be prompt. Let it be prompt. Let it come with an immeasurable response of faith and hope, believing in the word of the Lord. Believe in the word of the Lord, trusting that God that has spoken his word concerning you is able to bring his word to fulfillment. Our ways are not his ways. Our thoughts are not the thoughts of the Lord. He has said that none of the word that proceed out of his mouth will come back, will return to him void. That which he has spoken concerning you, that word would definitely prosper in it. It will prosper in that which God has sent it to do in your life. because it is the word from the mouth of the Lord concerning you. It is the word of the Lord that is released into your life. It is the word of the Lord that is released to your life. That word would definitely prosper in the thing that the Lord has sent it to do in your life. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to stop here this morning and trusting that by the grace of God, if the Lord will permit us, we might continue tomorrow or some other time. The Lord bless you as you go today in Jesus' name. Remember, beloved, let your response to the word of the Lord be an immeasurable response of faith and hope, believing in the possibility of God's word at all time concerning your life. It is well with you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless the works of your hand in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Beloved, remember the coming of the Lord Jesus is at hand. Our Lord and Savior is coming. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.